Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining me on this July the 29th, 2021. Oh, my goodness. Is it just me, or does it seem like the year is just flying by quicker than ever? Maybe it's because we're so distracted by all of the crazy stuff that's happening around in our world today. Maybe that's the reason why we're not even paying attention to it's already July and it's about to be over with. It is amazing. Thank you for joining me, everybody. Please, please, please take this number down so you can give me a call. I love to hear from you, especially if you disagree with me. I really do. So the number is 516-595-8069, and you have to push 1, okay? You have to push 1. That's the key. That's the key. You have to push the 1 in order to come on with me. Let me give the number out one more time for those that were just, oh, I didn't get the number. Let me get a pen and paper. I got you. So go ahead and get your pen and paper. And here it is. You see, I say pen and paper because I'm still old school, I guess. The number is 516-595-8069. And don't forget to press 1. And if you're on Facebook, if you just happen to be on my Facebook page, because I post this on my Facebook page, and you will see the phone number there and the directions. And it's just one simple direction, push 1. And at the same time, do me a favor on your mobile device, send me a text, okay? Send me a text. And the number for that text is 88202. And all you have to do is type in my name in the body of the text. So just like you're dialing a phone number, you type in 88202. And then when you want to say something to that number, you just type in my name, W-I-L-L, and you will get information that you need to know about from the American Truth Project. Okay, let's get on with it. Oh, my goodness. Do y'all see what's happening? New York and California have already pushed out these mandates. They pushed out these mandates onto their workers at the government level, and they're encouraging businesses throughout these states. Actually, the Democrats want to encourage businesses throughout the entire nation to make it mandatory for you as an employee to get a vaccination, even if it goes against your beliefs, even though it goes against the U.S. Constitution. They're encouraging people that own these businesses and these facilities to take a substance into their body. Now, a lot of people that I've talked to in the past, they've mentioned this to me multiple times saying, hey, well, this would never happen in our lifetime. They're not going to force this anything to us. It may be my great, 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 great grandchildren. You know, it might happen during their lifetime, but it's not going to happen to mine. So I'm not even worried about it. They've even gone as far as before saying, well, you're just fear mongering. You just want people to believe that all this is happening when it's not actually happening. And all of a sudden, I stop hearing from these people. These people have nowhere to be found. I can't hear them any longer. They don't send me any emails. They don't send me messages in Messenger. They don't, you know, come on my feeds and say, Will, you're wrong, you're wrong. I hear nothing from them. Why? Because it's happening in our lifetime. And I'm the first one to always say that I don't want to be right in this. I never do. I mean, why would I want to be right about doom and gloom? That doesn't even make sense. Anyone who has rational thinking, they don't want this brought onto our families, onto our country. Seriously. Now, I've said this multiple times in my nightly broadcast that I want to be, you know, one day I want to grow old, get gray even, have grandkids, sugar them up and send them home so the parents can complain, my current kids, you know. I'm going to get them to complain. Why are you giving them so much sugar? Now they're bouncing off the wall and they won't go to sleep. And I can just go, ha, 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 ha. I'm selfish. I want to experience that. But as the way it looks, that's not going to happen. It's not going to take place. I'm hoping that I'm wrong. I caught a lot of this stuff out that was what we're seeing right now. For example, I had a YouTube channel, and many of you have heard this, that listen to my nightly broadcast, because I guess I'm complaining about it, because it's still a sore subject for me. 4 years, 2017, I started a YouTube channel called Unite America First. And all that time, I worked hard at it, and built it up. Even have a YouTube play button that shows that I had over 100,000 subscribers. Well, because I talked about the vaccine, not saying giving any medical information, just having a discussion about it. Just having a discussion, not telling people what they should do or shouldn't do. I've never done that. I'm not in any position to tell people what they should do when it comes to their medical needs. I've never done that. But YouTube decided to ping me, and they took my channel down completely, forever gone. I have the play button to prove that I had it, but they won't let me get it back. The amazing thing, the reason why they took my channel down is for what's happening right now today. About 4 months ago, I did a video, and I said that what's going to end up happening, and this is going to come in the future, I said they're going to end up forcing us to have a vaccination. They're going to end up forcing us to get this vaccine. Before, you can't get on an airplane. You won't be able to go to a ball game. You won't be able to hold a job. You won't be able to go inside of a restaurant. You won't be able to walk down the park unless you have proof that you have been vaccinated. And I said it's coming. It's here today, and YouTube decided to take my channel down about 4 months ago because I said this is the near future. And people heard me say it. YouTube didn't want me telling people because people know what that means. It's reminding all of us what they did in the 1930s in Nazi Germany. Now, of course, they weren't doing a vaccine, but they had another means. I'm willing to bet if the Nazis would have saw how the Democrats plotted out all of this, what we're seeing right now, they would be marveling behind the Democrats. And I'm talking about the Nazis. They would say, oh, my goodness, we had no idea if we could have just introduced this like this, we can control the masses, control the people. And I'm going to talk about another subject, which is January the 6th, that kind of ties into the same thing about the Democrats wanting to take control and keep power of everything. But I do have a clip here that I want to, an audio clip that I want to play for you, talking about the vaccine and how they are wanting to force us and how they don't want us to have freedoms. They're literally pushing the idea that our safety should be priority over our freedoms. Now, me personally, I choose to keep my freedom. You let me decide about my safety. And see, their argument is that if you don't take the extra measures, if you don't take the means to protect yourself, then you won't be protecting us. But come to find out from all the information that I've been seeing and just documentation going everywhere, left and right, There have been cases where people have been saying that the vaccine is not doing what they said it was going to do. Now, here's a anchor from NBC. Now, I'm going to read this to you. This is an anchor from MSNBC. From NBC. I keep wanting to say MSNBC, but it's just NBC. His name is Ken, and he actually posted this on Twitter. And we all know that NBC is a total leftist media outlet, right? We all know this. I think we all agree to it. They all agree to it. But this is interesting what he said on his Twitter feed. He said new data suggests that fully vaccinated individuals are not just contracting COVID, but could be carrying high levels of the virus than previously understood. Now, I'm going to stop right there. There's more to it, but I want to interject here. The vaccine, just like the flu vaccine, when you get the flu vaccine, they actually introduce the flu to your body. What do you think the vaccine was doing here? They're actually introducing it to your body. Supposedly, by introducing it to the body, like the flu, you build up immunity for it, right? Your system gets built up for it, right? That's the whole point. To my understanding, I'm not a doctor or physician. I never claim to be, never will. But that's my understanding. I think that's the information that they relate to all of us. saying that's why you should get these vaccines so that way you can build your immune system up, like the flu virus. But in this case, it goes on to say, let me go back up a little bit, read it again here. I'm just going to read it again here. New data suggests that fully vaccinated individuals are not just contracting COVID, but could be carrier, but could be carrying high levels of virus than previously understood, facilitating spread. That's what I want to get to, facilitating spread. So these people that have been vaccinated are becoming super spreaders. He also goes on to say, my NBC News colleagues are reporting. So he's saying that NBC is actually reporting this. And now they're talking about a new indoor masking guidance expected today. And I guess this is happening there at their facility, where their studio, where this is taking place. That people who, even if you have the vaccine, because you heard the Biden administration, you heard Fauci, all come out and say that, you know, even though you've been vaccinated, you still need to wear the mask. What is the point? What is the point? Is it actually working or is it not working? Should we be concerned or should we not be concerned? I mean, really, what is the truth? What is the truth? Now, again, just to be clear, I'm not putting out any information telling people what you should or shouldn't do. By all means, you consult your doctor. You make the decision on your own. Will Johnson is not going to make it for you. And I'm not going to even try to influence you one way or another, be honest with you. I'm just reading what's on here because I'm concerned, and I think we should be able to talk about it. I think that's the whole point. We should be able to have the discussion. Now, I am going to have the phone lines open up if you want to give me a call and give me your opinion on it. And I really want to hear what you have to say. And I'm going to put the number out there one more time, 516-595-8069. And let me know if you want to have the discussion about it. I really, really want to hear from you. And on top of that, let me get to this clip that I want you to listen to. Now, just pay attention to what they're saying and how they're saying it.
I mean, we always hear from Republicans, we continue to hear every day, this is about personal responsibility, don't take away my personal freedom. It turns out when you give people personal freedom, they don't always make the right choice or the neighborly choice or the healthy choice. And now we're going in the wrong direction. And people, I mean, the CDC is changing its guidance. The country is awash in COVID, as you can see from the red on the map. So how do Republicans plan to get out of this?
I think the problem is that you're seeing a perversion, Allison, of the word freedom. We all are in favor of freedom, but freedom, there's no freedom to spread a deadly disease. There's no freedom to smoke indoors. There's no freedom to drunk drive. There have to be public safety laws, and we have to take those rules seriously.
Did y'all hear this? Are y'all hearing this? Did y'all hear that? I mean, that's them literally saying that safety over freedom. And Hitler actually said the same thing. We have to take away your freedoms in order to bring safety. And people during that time were dumb enough to follow along with it. We saw the results of that. And today we have people doing the same thing. We have people, again, saying that, oh, we have to give up our freedoms. Our freedom, our safety means more than our freedoms, because they say, well, if we don't give up our freedoms for our safety, then we won't even have anything, because they have it in everybody's mind that you get this vaccine, that it's going to save your life. You will not die. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, if you look through history, every single person that walked the planet has died. Every single person on the planet has, you know, left at some point. So they're trying to, they're using this as a mechanism to instill fear into all of us. The same thing they did in the 1930s to instill fear. They used, you know, the Jewish people, and they attacked them, and they made it look like, oh, we got to get them out of society because they are, you know, they're a plague to all of us. And they use various reasons why they have to send the Jewish people off the camps. And now here the Democrats are using this plandemic for the same reason. And I've heard many people, especially on Twitter, oh my goodness, especially on Twitter, where they were talking about people who refuse to get the vaccine should be hauled off to camps. And forced to get it. And if they refuse to get it, then they should be exterminated. These are people that are on the left that are screaming this. And I'm telling you, conservatives, they're not saying that. Conservatives are saying, no, let me have my freedom. And I'll give you an example. When you get in your vehicle, you drive down to the store, it can be dangerous. We all know it can be dangerous because going from point A to point B, anything could happen. 18-wheeler could come along. But you have the freedom to still get in your vehicle. You put your seatbelt on, still anything could happen, but you have the freedom to do so, just like you have the freedom to put your seatbelt on. You may get in trouble by not putting it on, but you have that freedom. So all I'm saying is that I would want to retain my freedom based on the U.S. Constitution, and I don't want the government coming to tell me that I have to take something and put it in my body. That's not something that I'm looking forward to. And none of us should have to be forced to take something in our body. It doesn't work that way. As long as the country has been here in its existence as the United States of America, 1776, the Declaration of Independence, we as Americans have the right to say what we want in our bodies. Seriously, well, they're going to, I can see this now in the future coming really, 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 really quick to a town, city, state near you. That they're going to say, if you're not going to comply with this, then we're going to have to remove you from society because you are now becoming the enemy of the state. You are becoming a threat to people, which in actuality, it looks like the people that they're vaccinating are the ones that's causing the problem. And it just leads you to think about what Bill Gates and the rest of them, how they want to, you know, they've been talking about depopulation of the masses, depopulation of the people. So how do we do that? How do we do that? Introduce something into the world, and then guess what happens? Yes, we are where we are right now today. It's really, really, really crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So, all right, I have another clip that I want to play for you. And it just gets crazier and crazier, right? So this one is Mayor de Blasio. He's basically saying that it should be mandatory. You know, they say that they use the word mandate because it doesn't sound as bad, but it's still the same thing. They want to make it mandatory. They're wanting to force you to take something. I don't care what it is. We don't even have to. It's just like the whole Obamacare. They wanted to force people to take something. The government was trying to force us to take something. And as an American citizen, you should be able to have the right to say, no, I don't want what you're trying to force me to take. The U.S. government is not in the business of being a business. I mean, seriously. Now, they're trying to say, you know, forcing people because of health reasons, security, of course, there it is again, but that's not their reason. Their reasoning for doing it is because they want to control the masses. Now, listen to Mayor de Blasio here as he goes on with this spiel about children.
We're going to do a major vaccination drive for kids 12 years old and up. And look, I'm a parent. My kids went to New York City public schools. If my kids were going to school in September, I would be running to get them vaccinated right now. And like what's said a moment ago, yeah, we used to do this as parents all the time for a variety of vaccinations. We've got to shake people at this point and say, come on now. We tried voluntary. You know, we could not have been more kind and compassionate as a country. Free testing everywhere you turn, incentives, friendly, warm embrace. The voluntary phase is over. We can keep doing those things. I'm not saying shut it down. I'm saying voluntary alone doesn't work. It's time for mandates because it's the only way to protect our people.
Over. Voluntary is over. I mean, just come out and say we need to force these people. We need to force people. Saying that, you know, you come in and you're going to voluntarily do it, that's over because people are not volunteering. And people are not volunteering because of the information that's coming out, not even just from those on the right, but those on the left. Many people are, like, questioning why different things are taking place. And on top of that, there's been many reports of people that have been injected by this vaccine. Now, granted, there's been thousands and thousands of people that have been injected with this foreign substance, but and you don't hear them complaining, right? You don't hear them complaining as of yet, because they're not going all over the media, or the media, if they are, media is shutting them down. But there have been cases in the thousands already. The last report that I saw was over 6,000 people that have passed after getting this vaccine. And the thing that's really alarming about that is before 2021, before they started pushing this vaccine on everybody, the death rate for certain vaccines that were coming out before, they were like in the hundreds. When it was implemented to thousands of people, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people, just, you know, maybe a few hundred people had complications. In this case, you have 6,000 people have died. And then there's, 20,000 people with major complications that they're reporting. But the mainstream media, they say nothing. They say that you have to get it to protect yourself and to protect others around you. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that because they're questioning that. And because they don't want to hear it, they're like, well, hold on. Is it true or is it not true? Because so many people are hearing conflicting information, right? They're hearing conflicting resources, just like you're hearing me, right? People are going like, well, what is Will Johnson saying? Well, Will Johnson, again, is not telling you what to do or not to do. And I will tell you, I'll make it public. I have not received it. I don't plan on receiving it. And I have no need to take a foreign substance into my body, especially and it's something that experimental. I'm not going to take something experimental. Have I had vaccines in the past? Absolutely. You know, the last time I had a vaccine or a flu shot, it's been about 30 years. And have I gotten sick since then? Absolutely. Multiple times. I remember every year for maybe 5 years, every year, right around Christmas, and I never forget it because the loved ones in my life, they would get irritated with me every year during Christmas, because Christmas Day, everyone is having dinner, sitting around the table, enjoying themselves, and I'm laid up in the bed because I was sicker than a dog. And I had all the same symptoms that you're hearing about today. I couldn't taste anything. I really couldn't smell anything. I felt nauseous. I felt dizzy. I felt my body was aching. I was just in complete pain every year for like 5 years. Had I gone through that again this past Christmas, I would think, hey, I got it. But I had been experiencing that over and over. So I'm like, what was it then? Maybe I just got sick. Maybe I just had a cold, just really bad cold. Maybe I had the flu. I don't know. But the thing is, with them pushing what they're pushing right now, we should have the right to question it. We should be able to say, why? We should be able to say, is this something that I should do? That's what we should be able to do. So, again, give me a holler. Seriously, give me a holler. I'm in studio by myself today. Give me a holler. Let me give you the number one more time. 516-595-0869. And don't forget to press number 1. You have to push 1. People could probably be calling in right now, but for some reason they get lost in the mix. You have to push 1 after you call in. And once you call in the studio, the control room, they will get your information, and then they will let me know that you're on the line. All right, so give me a call. What do you think about what I've been talking about today? Do you think it's good for the government to come in and put mandate, a.k.a. control, or to force you to take something into your body? Do you think that is okay? Do you think it's legit? Do you think it should happen? Are you for it? Are you against it? I have a good buddy that works in a different state, and it's a leftist state. And this good buddy of mine is actually works for the city. And he sent me a message just here recently saying that they just got a notification from their mayor for that particular city that they are going to make it mandatory that everyone gets the vaccine. And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry to hear that. And he's really, really on the edge about it. Because many people have worked for these government jobs, these city jobs, for years. And what happens when it goes against their religious beliefs? So basically, they're saying that their safety supersedes your religious beliefs. It kind of makes me think about not that it's the same subject, but it just comes to mind. And I make the connection here about the LGBT going into the bakery, and the bakery said it goes against my morals to do an extra, go out of my way to make a cake celebrating gay marriage. And the bakery said, I can make you a cake. The bakery never rejected in making the cake. The bakery just said, I'm not going to go out of my way to go the extra mile to do something that goes against my beliefs, goes against the morals and what I believe, and make a cake for this XYZ. Now, the baker said, you can buy these cakes. I got these cakes here lined up. This is my line. Here's my lineup. You can buy one of these. Well, the couple said no, because my feelings, there was the gay couple, I guess it was two men, or it might be two, I don't even care, but they said that their feelings should supersede your religious beliefs. The same thing here with the vaccine. They're saying that their safety, their security should supersede your religious beliefs. So they're going to knock all of us down. They want to take all of us down, harm all of us because of their feelings about something. And be honest with you, I don't think we should have to give in to that. So seriously. So, like, again, let me put the number out there one more time. Are we even live? I don't see my producer any longer, so I don't even know if we're live or anything. So I've actually put a comment on Facebook as well. So if you can, just if you're on the Facebook feed there, I've been trying to leave comments. I can't really do that while I'm doing this, so I'm not seeing any updates there. So the number again one more time before going to this next clip. Is, let's see, 516-595-8069. But it looks like we do have a caller on the line. Look like we have, who is this, B? Is that right? B from Jersey?
D. Mm-hmm.
D?
Yeah. Hey. Hi, how you doing? Well.
Good. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. I listen to you all the time, my husband and I. I wanted to say I got the vaccine because I got a lot of health problems. I'm a born-again Christian, too. And when that vaccine came out, I made sure, I felt like as long as it's not my right arm or my forehead, you know what I mean? I think there's RFID chips or whatever they are, those are going to be the issue when it tries to become a cashless society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the whole cashless society has a lot to do with the Bitcoin as well. So let me ask you this: so you say that you received the vaccine? Did you get both shots?
Yeah, I have health problems,
So have you had both shots?
Yeah, I had two shots.
Okay, so no issues with you?
No. I can't believe it. Believe it or not, I have a lot of allergies and everything. But I had to get it because of, I have health problems. They suggested that I get it. I have that as my problem. Yeah. So I thought either way I'll be dead if I get it. I don't know. I just figured I'd get it. But
so let me ask you this. What do you think when they say now that people who actually received it could actually be spreading it faster than people that didn't receive it?
I think that's crazy and scary. I thought it was a little strange that they're not introducing the vaccine into this. Because the flu, you're right. They usually like introduce the actual virus into you. So
yeah,
I don't know.
My understanding. So yeah,
I'm
that's
not
my understanding that they introduce it to you, like your body that way, to help supposedly make your body build its immune system.
I don't believe they should force you into something that hasn't been approved by the FDA.
Yeah,
hasn't been approved.
I agree.
You know what I mean? But as far as like other shots, like certain things like polio, measles, and people are going to school together, yeah. Unless your kid goes to private school. You know what I mean? That's a little different.
Well, hopefully, you know, nothing changes with your condition as far as that, and hopefully you just get better and better, because that's ultimately what we want. I just don't like the idea of them saying that they're wanting to force it onto us.
Yeah, I agree, especially if it hasn't been approved by the FDA.
It's really interesting. Yeah, absolutely.
It is kind of scary, and I do agree with you. Like I said, I'm a Christian, because everybody was paranoid and said, you know, could have that chip and talking about that. But from what I read in the Bible, it either gets injected in your forehead or your right arm, and you'll need, like, I think that has to do with the chip, the RFID, when they go cashless. I'm pretty sure.
Just my personal opinion on that. I believe that what it talks about the mark of the beast. I do believe that it is going to be an RFID chip. I can't say that for definite, of course.
Yeah.
But just my personal belief. I think this was going to be, because that's the first thing ever in our history that lines up so with it so well, that where they can control and monitor how much what you spend, they can make sure that you can't buy or sell without it, and they'll know if you're free, you'll have it. They'll know if you don't have it, because you know, like in the Bible it says, you force everyone free and slave, rich or poor, to receive it. So it's just really interesting times that we live in. So. Well, hey, Dee, thank you so much for the call, okay?
Oh, yeah. Just one more thing, too. There's a guy online that I watch. His name's Ken. I'm pulling up his last name. He does a lot of Ken Klein University. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Okay.
Does a lot of interesting. Yeah, it's on YouTube. If you look it up, he does a lot of interesting things on prophecy. He talks a lot about it. It's really interesting. So you might want to check into it. It's pretty cool. But love listening to your show every time.
Hey,
yeah.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you have
you
a
so
good
much.
Day. All right.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, there is that element, like a lot of people are making the connection with the vaccine, how they're forcing people to get it. And a lot of people are making a connection with that in the mark of the beast. Now, I would want to be clear that I don't see this vaccine as the mark of the beast. I don't. And at the same time, when the mark of the beast is presented, it's going to be to where people have to, take an allegiance. They want people to pledge allegiance to the beast, to the Antichrist. That's going to be in play as well. But a lot of people think that, it's just going to be like a switch. Oh, there he is, and he's forcing everybody. I don't think it's going to be that way. I think it's going to be something that they sneak in, gradually bring in, and get people to comply to it. To give you an example, when they do implement the RFID chip here in the United States, because it's already being implemented in places throughout the world already. A lot of people don't know because the FDA has approved the RFID chip. You don't believe me? Just go out there and Google it. Google RFID chip in the human body, and you will see the documentation where it's been approved by the FDA for human consumption. Like I was saying, they're going to gradually bring it in and have people slowly get it because they're going to make it seem like it's positive. You won't have to carry keys. You won't have to use security authentication to get in buildings. You won't have to have medical card on you any longer. You won't have to have your driver license on you. You won't have to have credit cards on you because all of your identification, your money, your medical records, everything will be on that RFID chip. They'll be able to track your children if they get lost. People with Alzheimer's, they'll be able to track them. It's just they'll present it as a wonderful thing, a wonderful option to people in the world. Okay, so I'm going to change the topics here a little bit. I want to talk about January the 6th. And, again, if you want to chime in about anything that we're talking about here, please give me a call, 516-595-8069. And don't forget to push 1. You got to push 1. That is the key. That is the key. Okay, so January the 6th. Are y'all familiar with January the 6th? Are you yet tired of hearing about January the 6th? Well, the Democrats are not. Now, the Democrats passed a bill in the House, and that was H.R. 3233. And then it went over to the Senate. Well, because of the filibuster, it failed in the Senate. And the whole point of the H.R. 3233 was to do subpoenas against people that the Democrats deem as terrorists. They wanted to subpoena anybody that they felt had anything to do with January the 6th. Anything, everything. That was their goal. And because it failed in the Senate, as of today, you have the House, my opinion, going completely against the U.S. Constitution because they said, regardless what took place in the Senate, we're going to move forward with it. They're doing subpoenas. They're having hearings. So what is the point of the U.S. Constitution if the Democrats are not going to adhere to it? And I've had many people call me in the past and say, well, we have the Constitution. The Constitution is on our side. And I'm like, I don't disagree with you, but the Democrats don't care. We can say it all day. And what are we going to do about it then? I mean, are we going to sit there and say that, you know, it's on our side and we just see it get trampled on? That's what's happening right now. So now the Democrats are in the House having these hearings and having these woke police officers come before Congress. And if you ask me, they're all lying. It was all scripted to make it look like it was something that it wasn't. Not a single police officer died by the hands of people protesting that day. One police officer died of natural causes. No one, the only person that died because of a weapon, and only the Capitol Police had the weapons, was Ashley Abbott. She's the only one that died that day. And from the video, you can see it was a white police officer, Capitol Police officer, that came from around the corner and shot her. And he didn't have to shoot her, to be honest with you. He could have just pushed her back because she was going through a small window. He could have just pushed her back. But he didn't do that. He decided to take her life. And they had the hardest time releasing his name. There is a video of it out there. But anyways, the whole point of the Democrats doing these hearings is at the end of this, they want to label everyone that loves this country, everyone that wants to stand up for this country, as terrorists. They're literally saying that people that love the country are a bigger threat than the people that attacked the buildings on 9/11. Do you hear what I'm telling you? They're saying that January 6th was 10 times, if not 100 times, worse than 9/11. They even also went on to say that January the 6th was worse than Pearl Harbor. This is what the left is saying. This is so remarkable that they're doing this. So I want to play a clip for you. This is with Adam Kissinger. He was on with Wolf Blitzer from CNN. And just listen to how Adam Kissinger suggests that he's not going to go along with the idea of calling American terrorists, but he's going to at the same time say that it's not a bad idea. Listen to this.
Should they be expected? Should they be expected to receive subpoenas from the special committee?
Well, I don't want to get into the tactics and the details because, you know, we're in the fact-finding process of where do we need to go? Where does this lead? One thing that we don't want this to do is to become just kind of another political spectacle. We want actual answers. We want to know what led to this, who was responsible, all these questions. And so that is the process we undertake now. And unfortunately or fortunately, it's not going to be a lot of it publicized or televised because this is where that kind of hard nitty-gritty of investigation happens. But I will tell you, Wolf, if I have anything to do with it and if what I see today comes to fruition, which I think it will, I think, you know, anybody with a role in all of this should expect, you know, some at least discussions to happen because we are going to get to the bottom of this. And we're going to go where the facts lead.
We've got him.
You hear this? You hear that? He said we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to see where the facts lead. The Democrats don't care about facts. They really don't. The Democrats, beyond, if you ask me, the Democrats never cared about facts. They only care about their agenda and about them keeping their power. Now, of course, Adam Kissinger, he claims to be a Republican, but he's all he is a Democrat with an R next to his name. And actually, it should be PR or PRP, the Pelosi Republican pawn. That's what he should be. Actually, I put a thing out there on Twitter calling him a PR, a Pelosi Republican, because Pelosi handpicked these Republicans, him along with Liz Cheney, to come and talk about the January 6th because both him and Liz Cheney, for some reason, they're upset because they didn't get something they wanted. And because they didn't get something that they wanted, now they're basically attacking Republicans where they call themselves Republicans, and they're attacking American citizens that and they're creating political prisoners. You actually have them creating political prisoners. And if you think that the Democrats are not going to end up having or trying to make where they can have more political prisoners at the end of this, then you're sadly mistaken. The whole point is to instill fear into the American people and get the American people not to try to unseat these kings and queens. That's what it is. They want to retain the power. They are drunk in the power that they have. Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't ever see herself leaving. She never sees herself leaving. Never. She's going to stay there forever. Even though she does look like the Crypt Keeper, she's going to want to stay there forever. Okay, so I do have another clip with Liz Cheney that I want to play for you, but let's go back to the phone lines for the sake of time. Let's go to Joe from Montana. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, when it comes to calling Republicans and Democrats, Democrats, that's not how I think of them. I think of them as both the same, different wings of the same vulture. I don't think of them as Republicans and Democrats, as I said. They're both either communists or lobbyist pawns or just plain traitors. They haven't thought about the American people in decades, and people have to wake up. Instead of saying, oh, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat or the Republicans should do this or the Democrats should do that. They're not going to change. They are there just to perform political theater and to keep people distracted. What do you think about that thesis?
No, I'm with you, actually. I'm with you. You know, I used to think of the right wing and the left wing being on the bird of the eagle. But they have changed their mascot, the Republicans and the Democrats, to a buzzard. And we actually, the only yep. eagle, my opinion, is what President Trump was creating. President Trump was bringing the eagle back. They couldn't stand it. They hated it. And the one president in my lifetime that has done so much for this country and even given up so much for this country, they're still trying to demolish him. Even now, they still want to put him behind bars. because they fear him. And the Republicans like Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Adams, Kissinger, and there's a few other ones out there. I truly believe, without me being there, I truly believe that they made a backdoor deal with the Democrats saying, hey, help us get rid of President Trump, and Mike Pence even included, help us get rid of President Trump, and we will help you get your party back. Because we all know the party belongs to President Trump. And after the election and everything fell the way it fell, that's why you have McCarthy, even McCarthy, going to President Trump, having a discussion with him, and the Democrats are upset about it. So you're right. You're right. There's like there are two wings on the same buzzard, and these buzzards, or some of them, you know, one buzzard would fly on the Republicans, the on that buzzard would say, okay, well, I can see everyone still staying over on that eagle, and they try to act like they want to be part of it, but they're actually not.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'll disagree with you on, and another thing I want your opinion on, what I'll disagree with you about is that you said it was Trump's party. It was never Trump's party. Never. They always hated him.
Okay.
Always disliked him because they were part of the swamp. It took them 2 years and Trump winning his victories for them to go on to Trump's side. And the only reason they did that, in my opinion, though I could be wrong too, is that the midterms were coming up. They needed to be reelected. They knew Trump was popular, and they needed his endorsement. But when it came time to endorse him, to stand by him, they didn't do it. So in my opinion, they were never on Trump's side. And one thing I want your opinion about is that... Oh, you do? Okay. And,
well, I agree with you on that. Let me say this before you ask me something on my opinion. I agree with you. I agree with you on that. The only thing is that the only thing I agree with is that the Republicans realize that we, you and I, well, I'm assuming you, but I'm saying that the Americans that voted for President Trump, we all still stood with President Trump. And that's what I'm saying when I said the party is still his. Now, these establishment Republicans, I agree with you 100%. They hated him from day one because he was not giving them what they wanted. He wasn't playing the same typical game. So I think we're like in the same boat on that. I think we agree. It's just maybe it just came across where it sounded different. But would you agree?
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So
his base is extremely
strong. Go ahead
with
your other question real quick.
And you were saying that the Republicans made a deal with the Democrats. If we help us get rid of Trump, we'll help you. All the Dems made a deal with the Republicans, you know, help us, and we'll help you get your party back.
Right, right.
Now, I don't know if that's wrong or right. Okay. I don't know. The thing is that what I also heard, was that the military, the uppers, the generals, the admirals, in particular the generals, they went to Trump. I heard this just a couple of days ago. And they said to him, either you step down or we will start a war and you will be blamed for it. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know. But it comes from a person who his particular outlook on what's happening today seems pretty much on. So he may or may not be right. So the only reason I bring it up is that there may be a variety of reasons about why Trump did not invoke the National Emergency Act that he put he activated back in 2018.
I completely understand.
So that's what I wanted to say. I guess you wanted to play that clip on Cheney.
Thanks so much for the call. Take care, Joe. Okay, let me play this. Let me play this clip from Liz Cheney real quick, talking about subpoenas and getting Republicans. I mean, just let me just play it. Listen.
We've got to make sure that we get to every piece of information that matters, and I think the speaker has been very clear that. And the chairman, that we're going to issue subpoenas quickly, that we're going to enforce those subpoenas.
You hear this? So they're going to force these subpoenas onto people, like I was mentioning earlier. And you know that they want to subpoena President Trump. You know that they do. Seriously, to think about it. Okay, we got another call. Let's go to Dan from Ohio. Hey, Dan, thank you so much for the call.
Will, sir, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much.
Hey, well, just had a question. I don't know if you've ever watched the movie Demolition Man, but I'm wondering if we're not going in that direction.
Yeah, that was the old one. Wasn't that with Wesley Snipes?
Was Wesley Snipes in that one?
I think so.
Dennis Rodman, I remember that. But where everything's set back.
They all look alike. Yeah, it was Dennis Rodman. We all look alike.
I don't know about that.
Right.
But
you're right. You do have a point. You do have a point. I mean, you know, it's quite possible that we're going to that total chaos.
Well, that and then the whole police reform and trying to set everything in precedent like that. I mean, everything's bad. I mean, they're just trying to – I mean, everything we do anymore, it's not – what they foresee, so here we are.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what you're doing. So let us tell you how to live.
Yeah, you know what that is, right? You know what that is. What that is that the left, the liberals, they believe that they have all the answers. They believe that they know what's best for all of us. They believe that they are the light in the world. And we should listen to everything that they have to tell us and just follow it blindly. And don't even question it. That's what's in their minds. And that's what we're seeing right now, and they're pushing it that way.
But, I mean, and at the end of the day, I mean, I know people that self-think that's not what they want. They want someone that can sit back empty-minded and go, oh, yes, that's what I need to do. And
yeah, exactly.
I'm on the page with – you and a lot of Americans that I don't need nobody to think for me. I'm going to do as I feel fit for me, my family, and what I think's in best interest.
And that's the way it should be. You should be able to decide. It's still your body, right? It's still your body. You should be able to make the decision. It's still your body.
As long as they allow people to still have abortions and do stuff that kill people every day, don't tell me how to live my life and how to fix myself. I mean, that's show me you care about human life and then talk about how you care about my life. I mean, where my train of thought is.
No, you're spot on. They completely disregard the most innocent of us all, like you just mentioned. But then they try to come around and say that we're here because we want safety for you, protection for all of us, but they completely just trash all the ones that can't quite defend for themselves.
Well, yeah, and that's the crazy thing to me, because you don't ever know what that kid could have done. One of the kids they killed years ago could have had their cure for their virus that they had.
Could have had the answer for it. Could have had the answer for many things. You know,
you're
absolutely right. You never know.
Well, Will, sir, I appreciate everything you do. I appreciate you taking my call and giving me a few minutes of your time.
Thank you, sir.
Continue the fight. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Take care. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
So to go along with what Dan was saying about, you know, the children, and I say the most innocent of us all. And let me put this statement out there. It's just my statement, okay? There's nowhere, it's not written in the Bible or anything like that, but it's my statement. The way I see it is when Moses was born, what did the king say? And if I'm not mistaken, it was Pharaoh, right, in Egypt. He said, kill all the firstborn males. Because he was told that a king was coming. So he had all of them go out and kill the firstborn males. Moses, of course, was put in a basket in a boat and floated down the river. Got past it. Second time, I think it was Nero, right? Saying that kill all the firstborn males. That's when Jesus was born. He got past it. Now, think about this. The evil one has gone to this extent. Like I said, it's nowhere in the Bible. It's just the way I'm seeing it, right? The evil one put it into the mind of the men to try to kill all these babies, the firstborn males, when Moses was born. Same thing again. The evil one put it into the mind of these kings to kill these firstborn males because they want to kill Jesus. Because, see, Satan knew. He had to try to kill him, right? He kept trying to kill him. So now, as of today, and I'm not saying that, you know, a Messiah or anything like, but, you know, Jesus, Moses wasn't a Messiah. Jesus was. But God sent people here to do his will, to do his work. And the evil one, he is now saying, instead of me waiting until the male is born and then convincing the rulers, the leaders, the kings and queens to try to kill the firstborn male, he is saying the evil one has put it into the heart, into the mind of men to kill them in the womb. You understand that? That's the way I see it. And just to be clear, it's not in the Bible. It's not written anywhere. I just put two and two together because I know the battle that we are in is a spiritual battle. Think about it. You hear people say it all the time. We're in a spiritual battle. So you know the evil one is fighting in that spiritual realm, and he's convinced man to kill the most innocent of us all in the womb. And he's convinced people to believe that killing them in the womb is good health care. How disgusting is that? How sick is that? We're talking about the most innocent of us all. And for the life of me, I see them pushing it, pushing it, and pushing it. All right, we're almost here at the end of the hour. Wow, time has flown by. But I do want to say, again, about January 6th, I do want to say about January the 6th, my personal opinion on it, for January the 6th is that they are wanting to label those of us that don't want to go along with tyranny, that will stand up against tyranny, as domestic terrorists. That is their goal here. And if they can label everyone as a domestic terrorist in the United States of America, just a few of them, they would get everybody else to get tight-lipped. They would get everybody else not to say anything. They would get everybody else not to stand up against the tyranny. And the ultimate goal, their main target, are white people and Christians. Hear me now. Believe me later on. They've been, look how they've been doing white people for the past 5 years now, actually 6 years. Started under Obama. When Obama said, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. What do you think that did? All that did was spark a battle in this nation, a division in this nation that should not be here today. And their main target are straight white men. I'm telling you. And the main reason is because the majority of the white people in this country, it is what it is, they are Christians. The same thing they did to the Jewish people in the 1930s, they're expecting to do it again. I'm telling you, hear me now, believe me later on. Do I want to be right in this? Absolutely not. I don't care to be right in it. But if I am right, we're going to see some major changes. The House Democrats right now, what they're doing in the House, is my personal opinion, is geared for that. They say they want to investigate January the 6th. They want to get down to the bottom of it. Who caused it? Who started it? When President Trump was on record saying, march and be peaceful, President Trump repeated it so many times, be peaceful. He also said that he is the president of law and order. He would have never called for this total chaos. Never did. He never did. But the Democrats are counting on every one of us not to recognize that. They're counting on every one of us not to pay attention to it. Remember that. All right. My name is Will Johnson. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you so much for sharing this, however you're listening to this podcast today. I will be here again next Thursday, God willing. Do me a favor. Send me a text, 88202. And type in my name, W-I-L-L. All right, we will see you next Thursday, everybody. Be safe, be strong, and keep your freedom. Take care. See you next Thursday. God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.